This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
...5:05 in the evening, and as promised, our first story is about this. Tell us, how do you sign off on your emails?
I have the honor to be your obedient servant. A dot ham.
A dot bird.
Any excuse to play Hamilton on the show just makes me very happy.
So email sign-offs, they can pass off several meanings, from the usual politeness to a passive-aggressive, did you not read my last email? So this article from the BBC explores the different ways people in different cultures and countries sign off on their emails. A simple regards sounds okay in the US, but it is a little cold for those who are from the UK. They usually feel a bit better about kind or best regards.
On the other hand, the French have a kind of a direct translation of a common casual sign-off that would end up meaning a thousand kisses, which I suppose if you use it all the time in daily practice, it doesn't sound so oof.
It's a bit too intimate, I think.
Yes, so for some people that might be the case. Ken Tan, a lecturer in the University of Queensland, said that we decide on closings based on things like familiarity and our status relative to one another.
So if it's, say, to an employer or if it's to a client, for example, here's a clip from City News Toronto on how typical email sign-offs might not be received in the way you think, based on a survey they conducted in 2015.
Sincerely is actually very fake. Cheers is actually considered to be elitist.
They can say whatever they want. I'm still going to sign my emails with regards.
It's also been called charmless, pallid, impersonal, and abrupt.
So in that same kind of on-the-street interview, this seems like perhaps the best way to sign off emails.
So if not best, then what? Well, it's being argued that a thoughtful sentence or a question followed by a period is enough. No sign-off, no name, just a white blank screen.
I am pro no sign-off.
Okay.
I tend to say thank you and leave it at that.
That is apparently what a lot of people in China do as well. You just end the email and then you with the name. That's all. I tend to feel uncomfortable signing off without a ending the email without a sign-off.
Right. I get where you're coming from. But having said that, I mean, I don't like regards very much. I don't like yours because I don't vibe with it, I guess. It reminds me of writing fake letters as composition in school. You know, you have to sign off yours truly, yours sincerely. So I tend to think that if the tone of my email was polite, if the content of it was enough, then just saying a simple but polite thank you, hope to hear from you soon, Li Chui Lin, is enough, as opposed to having to say wishing you a thousand rainbows and many clear days ahead.
Tata for now, Kelvin Yee. Well, it doesn't always work out like that, I think. If let's say it's because we now strangely deal with a lot of formal work-like things via WhatsApp. So on WhatsApp, there isn't a sign-off that's needed at all. But then when it comes to work-based emails, it changes based on what I want to say. So if someone has done something kind for me, I usually sign off by saying warm regards or all the best or something like that. But if it's just like a regular polite email, it's just kind regards or best regards.
Well, that raises the question, right, about whether or not the sign-off is really that important or whether it's the content of the email. I mean, if somebody done something nice for you, then presumably the content of your email would convey your gratitude, right? It shouldn't all be resting on the last two or three words of an email before your name. I mean, let us know, do you read emails differently depending on how the sign-off is written? Do you care about how you sign off your emails? Does it matter to you? Call us at 7733 2900, WhatsApp 018-789-8899, tweet us at BFM Radio to let us know. I think earlier, Kelvin, when you were looking around for examples, you found one from a government agency.
Yeah, so I think a while ago, most of us may have received this voluntary, well, to ask you to be honest with your tax returns, at least. So IRB, they sent out this email asking everyone to not be so afraid of us, and they signed off with things like Berkhidmat Untuk Negara, Bersama Membangun Negara, and then a sekian terima kasih.
Yeah, and I think that's okay. I think that when you're representing the government, you do feel the need to do that. But in personal emails or in professional emails in offices that are perhaps a little less... a little less formal, a little less serious. I'm curious as to whether or not it's a big thing. So Vasuki says, as much as I prefer no sign-off, I can't deny that when I see an interesting sign-off, I find it quirky, makes an impression. My ex-boss used to sign off some of her more intense emails with, I remain as always. Is that normal? I've read that before, I remain as always. It usually comes with, I remain as always, yours, and then name.
Is that supposed to imply that she'll be in power forever?
I don't think so, unless it was supposed to indicate that. I think normally it's just a more formal sign-off. But yeah, I mean, that's one example. I don't have the energy to find a sign-off that sums up who I am or how I'm feeling. Hence my thank you very much.
Huh.
Yeah.
So in the BBC article, they do have some examples. One is from a Kenyan chef who signs off with, eat well.
Which is lovely.
Yes.
Yeah. So I think when you have it, you have it. But otherwise, it's a risky game that you're playing. Yeah. So let us know. We want to know whether an email sign-off determines how you read the rest of the email and also whether or not you take care with your sign-offs. What's your email sign-off? That's what we want to know. 7733 2900 is the number to call. WhatsApp 018-789-8899. Tweet us at BFM Radio. We'll be back with more. Keep it here. BFM 89.9.
Bodacious, fabulous minds. BFM 89.9, the business station.
It's the evening edition with Lynn and Kelvin, and we're starting off our show today with a question, which is, how do you sign off your emails, and do you care about how others sign off on theirs? Because it turns out that according to the BBC, there are some cultural differences that determine whether or not we think these sign-offs are polite, yep, impolite. And yeah, it just got me thinking because I am generally a minimalist when it comes to the sign-off, just nothing at all. So we want to know what yours are. 7733 2900 is the number to call. WhatsApp 018-789-8899 and tweet us at BFM Radio. We have Lo saying, I do care on how I sign off, although it's just subtle. If it's normal, it's thanks. If I'm positive, then it's thanks. If I'm angered at your incapability of understanding simple instructions, then it's, I bid you good day. I assume that's the tone, though I'm not sure if I'm getting it right.
So there are a lot of... So I think the positivity one with the thanks and an exclamation point, I make a note to... when someone has done something good for me, I make a note to put a lot of exclamation points in most of what I say in the email. It's sprinkled everywhere.
I get that, but I try not to do too many exclamation points because then I think it comes off sounding sarcastic. So,
right,
you know, almost like I'm making fun of people, which I don't want to do.
Which is like if you say, thanks, I really appreciate your help. And it, with too many, it might come off as, thanks, I hate it.
Or, thanks, I really appreciate your help. You know, so it's just a tonal thing. Brendan says, I sign off my work emails with, have a fantastic day, as I believe my part is to cheer up and encourage others in the midst of a stressful workplace. Colleagues have been amused by it. Haha.
It's nice that it eventually somewhat becomes part of your brand, because when people talk about you, they likely will remember you sometimes based on that too.
And I think have a fantastic day is quite nice.
It's,
I mean,
lovely.
Yeah, there's absolutely nothing wrong with it. I just don't feel like I can sincerely say that every day. Now we have on the line Nava. Nava, good evening. What are your thoughts?
Good evening, ma'am.
Hi, Nava. Okay.
Ah, yes, all right. Okay, this thing about signing off, okay? Well, in my emails, I usually sign off just TQ, standing for thank you, and I put my short name, okay, Arnava. But my actual name is very much longer, Navanita Krishnan. That will take up too much space.
Right.
But what I want to say is, right, in letters and other, what do you call it, real signatures, I mean, I will usually put yours in service, right?
Mm-hmm.
Now, why I do that in letters is, I would like to be of service to whomsoever I write to, right? And I indicate that explicitly, right? Tell them that I would like to serve them, my customers, my friends, or even I represent a lot of NGOs too. That I think is unique. I've not seen anyone else sign that way except some government letters who say something about Hikmat. Okay. So I thought I should share this with the listeners.
Nava, thank you so much for calling and for letting us know. I mean, I think yours in service is really nice as well. We're getting a lot of very cheerful or very meaningful sign-offs, which is good to hear.
And there is a lot of thought to it as well. For Nava's case, it's I hope I can leave your day better than before you met me. So that's lovely as well.
On the line, we also have Victor. Victor, good evening. What are your thoughts?
Hello.
Yes. Hi, Victor.
Hi, Lynn and Kelvin.
Hello.
I sign off all my emails with a very boring regard, and I hardly notice how other people sign off. But maybe from today onwards, I'm going to change it to, meanwhile, think different, or meanwhile, ask why not.
So a prompt more than anything else, right, as a sign off.
Yes.
That's one way to go about it, Victor. Thank you so much for calling. People do use that, but I think it means something different when you genuinely feel it or think it. And I think Victor does.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because sometimes people do go with more poetic phrases. And if I don't know them well, I sometimes look at it and go, what are you like, I wonder? But I think that is a nice little sprinkling of personality.
It is, and it depends on the kind of branding you want to leave behind. So if, let's say, in this case, you are a government agency signing off with Yang Berkhidmat, it is of stature. It is a signal of where you come from. For some others, it might be a way to move away from, well, your more colonial past, right? I think in countries like Nigeria, moving away from signing off with yours truly or yours sincerely is actively trying to decolonize your language.
On the other hand, we have Amro Malik, who says, I use cheers. I got that from my brief time living in New Zealand. So, I mean, there is the issue of decolonizing, but there's also the issue of just collecting language and collecting phrases wherever it is that you go, right? Because it is true that if you, you know, go to the Antipodean, really, cheers is just terribly common.
Yeah.
Yeah, it is just a common sign-off. Although the BBC says that in the UK and in America, it can sometimes come off sounding as poncy.
Uppity.
Yeah, I'm not sure people feel that way here. I think here it just feels sort of cheerful.
Yeah.
Un-E says, doesn't anyone else sign off with meme chips? Speaking of personality. And I'd be curious, Un-E, who are you emailing?
I do it with friends.
Yeah, I can get that. I can get behind that as well. And I think in our workplace, internally, it would also kind of fit in. But if we were sending emails externally, I find it hard to imagine an appropriate meme sign off.
Well, we do have this message from Farid saying that it's a work environment. Keep your arty-farty personality in check. Be formal and professional. Regards or best regards and a sincere warm regards once in a while will suffice.
Hence why I stick to thank you. I'm just very plain and simple. Xiao says, my sign off is thank you. Kind regards, my name. It reminds me to be kind. Elvin says, when it comes to receiving emails, I go straight for the content, like the links or attachments, I don't even notice the sign-off. And when it comes to sending emails for work, I already have a sign-off provided by my company. As for personal emails, just my name. It doesn't really matter to me as long as I get my point across. Alvin, we are email kindred spirits.
I think you guys need to just put a bit more thought in how you sign off.
I put a bit of thought into my email, Kelvin.
But overall, you know, the sign-off is like the ribbon on this little gift package you give someone. You have a face.
I really do have a face. The face is not going away because I just firmly disagree. Keep those messages coming. We want to know what your email sign-off is. We want to know if you notice other people's email sign-offs as well. Does it matter? Does it affect how you read the email overall? 7733-2900 is the number to call. You can WhatsApp 018-789-8899. Tweet us at BFM Radio. In the meantime, for our next story, we noticed this thing, but it was also brought to our attention by Quartz online. And the idea here is, you know, something bad is going to happen when you hear this sound in a movie. The bad guy has arrived. The spaceship has landed. It's a lot of things that sound encapsulates.
So we read this article on Quartz that really broke down what they call the drone of dread. It's that long, eerie, sustained tone that can be low or high-pitched. It can be made with various instruments and electronic tools, but the end effect is always the same, a feeling of unease and anxiety. It still works so well. So
part of it, I think, is just us knowing, though, because we've been trained now, right, by watching so many movies, by watching so many TV shows. We know whether on a conscious level or not, when you hear that sound, oof.
Something bad's going to happen.
So Neil Lerner, a musicologist and professor at Davidson College, said it probably triggers fear in all kinds of creatures. Here is sound designer Tassos Frantzoulas talking about how sounds are used in films to manipulate the viewer's feelings.
Now, sound effects can tap into our emotional memory. Occasionally, they can be so significant that they become a character in a movie. The sound of thunder may indicate divine intervention or anger. Church bells can remind us of the passing of time or perhaps our own mortality. And breaking of glass can indicate the end of a relationship or a friendship. Scientists believe that dissonant sounds, for example, brass or wind instruments played very loud, may remind us of animal howls in nature and therefore create a sense of irritation or fear. But occasionally, the source of a sound cannot be seen. That's what we call off-screen sounds or acousmatic. There's a strong tradition of acousmatic sound. Nuns in monasteries in Rome and Venice used to sing in rooms up in galleries close to the ceiling, creating the illusion that we're listening to angels up in the sky. By hiding the source, you create a sense of mystery. This has been seen in cinema over and over with Hitchcock and Ridley Scott and Alien. Hearing a sound without knowing its source is going to create some sort of tension.
So beyond this droning sound, some movies and shows have always had iconic sound bits attached to them. You know, think of the screeching violins or melon stabbing from Psycho, the lightsaber hum from Star Wars, and the web slinging from Spider-Man.
Yeah, because sound is so important, right? Yep. When it comes to setting the mood, when it comes to really just understanding what is actually going on screen. And I do wonder, though, whether or not the drone, I get that it works on a gut level. I do wonder at some point whether or not it's overdone. Mm. Because if you were to go to the Quartz article, they have a video attached to it, right? In which they kind of detail all the different movies that have used it, including Arrival, including Batman. Yeah, just a lot of different films.
So it's usually in genres where it involves like suspense or thriller, usually sci-fi as well.
It primes you, though. I mean, although to be fair, I suppose going into the film, you already sort of know
what to expect.
Roughly, but I do think it heralds the arrival of something. So it, more than anything, it's just us being trained by the sound to expect stuff.
I don't think that's a bad thing, right? Because sound is a very crucial part of film and it is part of the design of the entire movie. So music kind of preempts you before you can visually expect something. So it's kind of like hearing thunder before you see the lightning in this case.
Have you noticed the drone of dread in movies or TV shows? Just for a quick recap, here is what that sounds like. So is that a familiar sound to you? My guess is it probably is, but let us know. And let us know about your email sign-offs. We're still getting those messages. WhatsApp us 018-789-8899. Tweet us at BFM Radio. And if you'd like, call us 7733-2900. This is the Evening Edition, BFM 89.9.
Break from monotony, BFM 89.9.
6:06 in the evening, and as promised, we are looking at email sign-offs because right at the start of the show, at the 5 o'clock hour, we were talking about how it doesn't always travel very well. Email sign-offs across culture. Some people think regards perfectly okay. Other people are like, "Whoa, rude."
That's a bit cold.
Yeah, exactly. So we wanted to know a couple of things. How do you sign off your email? And for that matter, do you notice on either end? Do you care how you sign it off? Do you notice how other people sign off theirs? Does it account for anything at all, keep those messages coming. You can WhatsApp 018-789-8899 and tweet us at BFM Radio. Madiha says, kind regards, followed by name, short and precise. My father-in-law uses working together works. Fits his personality well.
I thought that is so sweet. The way it's signed, that sign off is so sweet.
I also think that point about personality is so important because if people don't know you very well, then your sign off should convey something about your personality. On the other hand, if it's very far away from who the person is that people know, it can also cause a bit of dissonance. So if you're going to inject personality, it really has to be yours.
Maybe when you want to do that, it's a fake it till you make it thing. Create a personality until you actually become that personality.
Maybe. Zulfadli says, my sign off is either thanks, my name, or just a name. Sometimes when I feel atas, it's cheers. Ruben says, I sign off with kiss. Keep it simple, silly. It doesn't matter to me how people sign off. I just check to make sure their names don't have a special spelling.
Right, yes, that's also helpful. When to figure out who they are also in that sense, who their name, what, how to spell their name. And our next message, our next message comes from Darren, who says that I sign off as live and let die. Is that in reference to a quote or to a
That's a Bond reference.
Right.
Yeah. I don't know if Darren necessarily means it that way, but it is a Bond reference. And then we have this that's come from Jason, who says, I do agree. Content determines the tone of the email. Sign off is a nice to have, but it's not a requirement. My sign off is usually a thank you followed by name. And then an anonymous listener says, I want to sign off, be fabulous always, but I'm not brave enough, so I go with warm regards.
What I think you should just try and go for it. It's a lovely sign off. Just, I'm sure everyone would appreciate it.
Yeah, I agree. I think if you want to go for it, if you have something that you feel strongly about, I don't. But if you do, absolutely go for it.
Yeah, and it says that it just injects a bit of personality into what sometimes might be a bit, not to this person specifically, but injects personality to an otherwise boring work email.
We also did a little piece about how there's this drone of dread that comes through in movies. You would have heard it in things like Arrival, I think if you've seen Avengers there as well. It's just in a lot of movies, that hum that tells you, oh, something is going to happen. April says, as someone who hates scary movies, I highly appreciate those sounds. When I was forced to watch Get Out, I was able to prepare myself well. So there you go.
April, same, because I use music all the time as a way to just prepare myself before a scary scene.
Brendan is back on the subject of sign-offs to say, I agree that the content is the most important, but sign-offs do help to establish context when you're just glancing through. For example, I see the term God bless. I know I was messaged by a church or a Christian organization. If I see a catchy slogan, I know I was emailed by an NGO. So it does help to establish context and immediately recognize who messaged you, which is arguably little use, but that doesn't mean that it's no use at all.
And it sometimes signals the industry you're from. Say if you are with a startup that's specifically focused on tech, if you sign off with something that says like looking forward to the future or something like that, then it indicates that, well, your organization is working to build something better for a time in the future.
And then we have this from Fadero.
I'd stick to regards or best regards. I'm not particularly fond of other variants, especially those that give your personality away. I like to keep it professional and formal. Yes, the content is more important, and always be polite in any situation. I would not end an email with a thank you unless it's a thank you email. Emails without a sign off more often than not irk me.
Well, I would hope that the content of the email would be polite enough to overcome that sense of being irked. That's always my hope anyway when I just say thank you. Yasmin says, I think it matters. It sets tone for the message. At work, it's a standard kind or warm regards. Personal emails, I customize it because it makes a difference in the overall tone. Conversely, we have this from OSK.
When you deal with diverse clients and high volume of emails, the novelty of caring about the sign off pales in comparison to being prompt. I often reply everything with thanks and sometimes in a rush with no sign off.
And finally, this from Nick, who says, it's important how you start your emails. I read in an article that it's proper among Westerners that you wish the person well before you dive into the content. I didn't do this before, but after that, I experimented with my academic tutors and they really appreciated it. For example, I wrote, I hope you had a good Easter before I asked them my question. And then they replied, thank you for the wishes. And I didn't think they would acknowledge that. Shrug emoji.
It doesn't really apply to all lecturers. I think some of them just really want to get to the content of the email. You just can skip pleasantries. But again, you customize email. You customize your email based on who you send it to.
LaPanda says, I'm in the creative industry, so sarcasm of a funny sign-off are generally accepted. The footnote of my emails have this insert witty caption here, which is very good, I have to say. And lastly, we have a message that came through from a business that signs off with your child precious like a gem.
Aww.
Yeah, which is actually very, very nice. Keep those messages coming. WhatsApp us 018-789-8899. Tweet us at BFM Radio. Call 7733-2900. We were talking about email sign-offs, whether they matter, what yours is. You know, does it determine the tone of everything? This is the Evening Edition, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my, BFM 89.9, the business station.